Democrat incumbents at all elected office levels in New Jersey typically have an easy time with re-election. A new poll from Fairleigh Dickinson University Public Mind shows that there may be the start of an exception to that rule in the U.S. Senate race between Democratic incumbent Robert Menendez and his Republican challenger Bob Hugin. With us now to review the findings of this poll is the director of Fairleigh Dickinson University Public Mind poll. She's also a political science professor at Fairleigh Dickinson, Krista Jenkins. Thanks for being here today, Krista.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And check out this poll and the other polls that Fairleigh Dickinson Public Mind has put out recently, publicmind.fdu.edu. And just as a starting point overview, about in your poll, about that's entitled, by the way, Menendez has ground to cover with voters before November. About a quarter, 28%, say they would vote for Menendez over Hugin. Hugin gets 24%. 46% say they're undecided. And perhaps the standout in the political party breakdown is the large number of independents who are saying that they are unsure. That seems to be the ground that Hugin wants to go after, and Menendez has to get back into his column. Is that fairly accurate?
Yeah, I think that's certainly accurate. So as you point out, what is I think newsworthy about our findings is that of course, we know that since we're so far away from the general election, you're going to have a fair number of people who say they're undecided. But you have a sitting incumbent U.S. senator who's been in public life for quite some time. And, you know, we have 46% of the electorate, many of whom are self-identified Democrats who claim to be undecided at this point, even when he's up against a relative unknown Republican challenger, a presumptive Republican challenger. And as also, as you point out, what's interesting is that so many of the all-important independents, political independents in the state, also say that they are undecided. So I think, you know, the headline is correct. He certainly has some ground to cover. I think the odds with him, for him certainly are still in his favor because he has the resources and the name recognition and the incumbency status and certainly time to cultivate greater support. But I would imagine that at this point, he would have liked to have been in a slightly different position as we head into the general election campaign once we get through the primary.
Again, looking at the breakdowns with favorable views versus unfavorable view, but that's probably where Menendez is most challenged because his favorable view is a steady low number. He just can't seem to gain traction as far as likability. That doesn't always translate into electability, but that's his albatross.
Yeah, definitely. We've been tracking favorability ratings for the senator for some time. And, you know, the truth is that he's never been overwhelmingly a favorable political figure. He's often tracked, you know, with favorability ratings around the 30% thereabouts mark. But again, this is an election year, and this is a unique election year for him because he's coming off of an admonishment by the Senate, a bipartisan admonishment. And that is going to, I think, be the way in which Bob Hugin tries to define him, or I should say redefine him to people as they focus on the election in 2018.
Yeah, it certainly would be, maybe more so than the federal trial, the bipartisan Senate's censure.
Yes.
It could be.
It wasn't a censure. It was an admonishment. There's two different. Yeah. So it was definitely, I think, slightly less consequential than a censure.
But certainly just a montage of news clips could be easily an effective 30-second commercial for the Hugin campaign just off of that topic.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
As far as Hugin now, name recognition, we've seen this before. Candidates count on the debates, basically.
Yeah.
But the problem is, not everyone watches the debates.
Right. Yeah, that's the perennial problem. Right now, Hugin has a 57% non-name recognition, I should say, or 57% of the people said they hadn't heard of him. And let's assume, you know, as it appears, as if he will be the Republican nominee post-primary, he is going to have to define himself. He is going to have to introduce himself to people. And he's going to have to do so in a way that is apart from how Menendez is choosing to try to define him, given his status as a healthcare executive. But you're right. The debates are all important. But the reality is that few people watch the debates. So you can't really count on that to kind of boost your name recognition these days.
So Krista Jenkins, who is the director of the Fairleigh Dickinson University Public Mind Polling, also professor of political science at Fairleigh Dickinson University, publicmind.fdu.edu. Poll is entitled Menendez Has Ground to Cover with Voters Before November, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Also in your poll, you mentioned how Senator Cory Booker has, well, certainly better numbers than Senator Menendez has.
He does.
Should Menendez, or will Menendez, reach out to Booker and say, you know, give me a little hand here?
Yeah, that's a great point. Well, given his numbers, given Booker's favorability ratings, right now he's at a 55% favorable, 27% unfavorable, which is a stark departure from the numbers for Menendez. It certainly would be in his best interest to try to, you know, pull in the support of the junior senator. So I would not be surprised if that happened.
I'm curious too about the traction of the trial and the admonishment, because over on our website page we have a download section, various documents that we talk about here and stuff of interest, and almost steadily for, well, really since they first came out, I have the Menendez indictment documents up there for people to read and download. That is typically one of our top three downloads, and that's been consistent.
Wow.
Since I was able to get a hold of him, has to be over 2-3 years now at this point.
Is interesting.
I mean, that's not scientific, but that could be a barometer of the people's interest in that aspect of Menendez.
Well, what I think is interesting about his case is it was, you know, it wasn't an easy one, I think, obviously, to argue. I mean, look at the challenges that they had in the two trials that they had for the senator. And I think because, on the one hand, it could have boiled down to a simple matter of, you know, they were friends. He and the doctor from Florida, they were friends, and the friend was very well off. And like a nice friend will do on occasion, he indulged him in some of the finer things in life. But there was no quid pro quo, at least that was the argument, that this was simply a friend treating another friend very nicely. But of course, the argument by the government was that, in fact, you know, there were trade-offs, essentially, and that what Senator Menendez had done had taken things in exchange for using his position of influence to curry favor with the doctor's industry. So I think it very well could be that as we get closer, people are potentially going to be interested in understanding exactly what the case was about beyond the soundbites. And beyond the various ways in which people have tried to spin what ultimately transpired in that case.
The poll again is headline, Menendez Has Ground to Cover with Voters Before November. You can find it, download it, review it, and learn from it at publicmind.fdu.edu. And we've been talking with the director of the Fairleigh Dickinson University Public Mind Polling, also professor of political science at Fairleigh Dickinson University, Krista Jenkins. Krista, thanks for being here today.
It was a pleasure. Have a good one.